Hey, good morning, everybody. I just finished my morning run, and I couldn't help but think maybe I should go ahead and get a dog day started a little bit, at least early for myself, because, you know, it's coming up in just a few days. We start on July 29th, and we're going to end in August 29th, if you're not familiar with that. And you can find more information on the dogdaysofpodcasting.com. But, yeah, I finished my run today, and this is something I've been wanting to talk about for quite a while, because, to be honest with you, I haven't been podcasting, but yet I have been doing something else regularly, and that's running. I've been running since June of 12 and through now consistently, you know, some weeks more than others. However, I've been running consistently, at least at the minimum one time a week. You know, there's been a couple weeks we skipped, but for whatever reasons and family and whatnot. But, you know, this is something I'm pretty proud of myself because, you know, when in 2010, I kind of did the same thing, or maybe it's 11, and I started in 2011, running with my dad every Saturday, and then we get breakfast afterwards, just kind of nice. But we started out, and I was doing well, ran 3 5Ks like I told myself I would that year. That was my challenge. And then when the weather turned cold, that's when I kind of let it go. Like the wimp factor, I guess, is what you'd call it. So, I stopped and put on a little more weight. And come June of 12, I got back in the groove because I did enjoy running with my dad and our friends that run regularly, and some of his friends and whatnot. And so I wanted to get back into it, and I wasn't feeling very good about myself because I'd gained some weight back. But there's a good side to this. Again, I said we ran through the summer, the fall, the winter. There were some days I was questioning myself going out the door in the winter, but we did it nonetheless. So from June 12 to June 13, I lost 30 pounds, and now I can run between 3 and 5 miles pretty decently. And I did a 5K earlier this year and came in right at 30 minutes. Which I thought I was hoping to break it, but I wasn't quite there. But really, the 30 mark was really nice. So that's my plan. We got one coming up in at the end of August before Dragon Con. It's the Greek Fest, the Yazoo, however you say that, Yazoo Greek Fest in Charlotte. And that is August 24th. So, hey, if you're in the Charlotte area, you know, sign up and run with us. But anyway, running has been a lot of fun. It's been a little torture. I've had some Achilles issues. I mean, when I say issues, it's a little inflammation, but nothing I can't handle. A little ibuprofen and massaging the tendon, and I'm okay. But yeah, this has been really rewarding, and I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. My dad's been running for 10 years pretty consistently. I think he had a little time when he wasn't, but he's able to get back into it, and he's 65, you know. There's a lot of 65-year-olds I'm sure would love to say the same thing. So that's kind of what I'm aspiring to, is to be able to keep going and keep enjoying it and keep myself in health, in good health, because, you know, you only have one body, and I don't want to waste it. I want to be around as long as I can. Like Riker says, you know, I plan on being immortal. So I plan on living forever. That's what he said. And I love that line because I'm going to plan on that too. So anyway, maybe I'll talk about some of the equipment I use next time. It's not a whole lot, but maybe some of the places we ran. So there you go. Thank you, and we'll see you soon next time.